إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
Subhanahu wa ta'ala see us and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classify us. The problem is for every single one of us, you think that you are good. Maybe you are, maybe you are not. I'm not trying to insult or to humiliate or to put down or anybody, but facts are facts. I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to you. Every single one of us thinks that he is very good. He qualifies, he deserves the best. And in the hereafter, it is just a matter of a check-in. And you are in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paradise. Who is the wrongdoer? Maybe the other guy. But not me. Surely not me. So it is very important for us to know how Allah see us. Because that's how He evaluates us. According to the teaching of the Quran, last week I talked about the different type of souls. What kind of soul are we? And how we move from one level to another. Today I want to continue with the subject in it and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classifies us. He classifies us to two categories. One category is called of God, the one who went straight. And another category is the guided, or the one who will be saved. But how we will know the guided, and how we will know the one who went astray? He set standards, and he set like a template, profiles, through the whole entire Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, to make it easier for us, He sent the surah. And this surah, it was very important in understanding not only the Quran but understanding the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the point that Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib al-Sahabi radwanullahi alayh, he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal anything to Muhammad ibn Abdullah other than this surah, That would be good enough to declare him as a messenger of Allah, and it will be good enough as an act of mercy to the mankind till the day of judgment. What is this surah? Surah is Surah Al-Asr. Wal-Asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passes judgment, a final judgment. And he made out of this judgment the exception. He said, wal-af, that means basically in any given time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. All the mankind losing. The majority losing. And that you have to call your attention. Am I among the majority or the minority? Am I doing like everybody else? Or I'm doing different. إِلَّا استثناء. إِلَّا the exception. الَّذِينَ the one who fulfills four requirements. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا they believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and they did the good deed, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقَّ and they promoted good and fight evil, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ and they are patient in fulfilling their mission in life. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identified four major elements that if you have them, you are guided. If you don't have them, you have a problem. To have an understanding to this issue, let us for a minute, وَلِلَّهِ مَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى, let us imagine a car. And the car has four tires. How far this car can go if you have very good three tires and one flat tire? Nowhere. How good you have two and another two, they are dead. You're going to have to move the car. How about if you are only having one? How about if the four, they are flat? And you keep turning the engine on and you keep wasting the gas and wasting the gas till the tank is empty and you think you are moving, which is you are not. Maybe you are making noise, maybe the car is shaking, but you are going nowhere. What are those four elements? Like I said, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. آمَنُوا that they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Iman is not the word of mouth. Al-Iman, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describing, مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ. What settled in your heart and concurred or confirmed it by your action, by what you do. You know the mu'min not from his tongue. You know the mu'min from his behavior. And believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acting according to that, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is right. Everything to you is reality, is not a concept. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. What are the صالحات? Is it the صالحات, is it something that you do and benefit others? Or you stop harm to others? No. We have indeed, we have two kinds. We have one kind, it's called the noble deed. And another deed is called al-amal al-salih, or the good deed. The noble deed is the deed that you do. You benefit from it, somebody else, or yourself. Or you stop harm to others and to yourself. But the intention here is not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you go and donate for certain community $5,000 because you're going to run for election, that's for the propagation. If you try to build a hospital so you can look good, or you try to do something so you can look good or you can feel good, or if you should tax exempt, or whatever the motive is, that is a noble deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pay you for in it. But pay you where? Here. And even the last payment for that type of deed, when you die. If you work all your life, not with the intention to please Allah, to submit Allah, to fulfill your obligation to Allah, you live this for yourself, you do the good things because it makes you feel good, or whatever motive is, and if you have even a word of the Adam, it will be asked when you are dying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come and say, make this process easier on him by what equivalent to whatever left for him. So I want him to come to me the way that he is. Let him come to me the way that he is. Worship himself, not worship me. Did what he did for others, not for me. That's a noble deed. But the good deed, the first attribute of it, it is done for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you never wait return. You never return with appreciation or recognition. You are not waiting to be invited to do it. You are the one who go after it and want it. You try to do it. And these are, it is done according to the Quran and the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first element is Iman. And there is no inward understanding. The second element is Al-Amal al-Salih. And what is the third element? And the third element where the majority of our problems are. Promoting good and fighting it. Tawasaw bil-haq. What is the haq? Al-haq is what right is right, what is wrong is wrong. That's the bottom line. We all, when it comes down to promoting good, we have a very major misunderstanding about it. We think we can do it when we want, how we want, at our own convenience. And we don't understand that it is obligation on the Muslim and on the mankind to do the good. And the lucky one among us is the one that Allah banned him the permission and directed him to do it. So the first thing, if you have a opportunity to do good, the first thing you're supposed to do is to be, before even you do the good, just it comes to your horizon, there is a potential for doing good, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you the opportunity. Just to give you the opportunity, before you know, that means you've been selected out of millions and billions to do this. And unfortunately, in a lot of time, most of us turn their back and keep on going. Promoting good has approaches. It has methods. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to promote the good. How to be the role model for it. And I'm going to give you an example about the ethics when promoting good. Because when you don't do it, most of the time you get the opposite results. Sometimes things that are to promote good, you just keep pointing your finger to other people's mistakes. And you keep telling them, do this and you don't do this. The Quran did this, sing this, and the Sunnah did this. And you keep shocking the people. That's not promoting good. That's not promoting good. One of the ways of to promote good is you yourself to be the model, to be the example of doing it. Do it and let the others see how you do it. And that's how Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this nation and taught the Sahaba how to do it. But it was obligation in every single soul. So it is not done when it is convenient. It is done when it is true. Look at the Hassan and Hussein, his grandsons. One day they were walking and saw a man doing the wudu wrong. An old man doing the wudu wrong. So now they talk to each other. They said, if we're going to keep going, that means we saw something wrong and we did not stop it. And if we're going to go to the man and tell him what is the right thing, or how Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam taught us how to make the wudu, maybe the man will be offensive, get offended, and he will be insulted. And or at least maybe he can, you know, get angry and say, who are you to come and teach me what it is? And especially they were young, kids. So they said, okay, what is the best thing? Let us get closer to the man and fight. We both go closer and we try to argue in front of him. So they went down there and they did it, and they caught the attention of the man. So he came and he said, what's going on? Why you are doing this to each other? Why you are arguing? He said, okay, want you to be the judge between us. I think I do the wudu right, and my brother thinks that he is doing right, and we are doing it different. One of us right, another one is wrong. And he is saying he is right, and I am saying I am right. So you judge between us, which one of us is the right one. And both of them, they started very slowly do the wudu. One did it the way Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it, and the other one said do it the way the man was doing it. The man got the hint, and he said, wait a minute, both of you stop. I got the message. Who are you? They said, we are the sons, we are the Hassan and Hussein. We are Hassan and the Hussein, the grandson. He said, may Allah bless you, you taught me very valuable lesson. They made the da'wah, they promoted good, but look at the technique that they used. It's very easy to point in your finger to somebody else's mistake and keep picking on everybody, and you think that you are Mr. Right, do everything right, and everybody else doing everything wrong. Believe me, this is one of the major ways the shaitan control your behavior. When he gets you to the point you think that you are right all the time. Because once you are right all the time and other people wrong all the time, you are a superior to them. And you start to behave as a superior. And right there you are, if you are not the shaitan himself, you are one of his soldiers. And we have to learn the ethics, how to make the promote good. But it is why? Because it is one of the things, the essence that Allah evaluates us by. And remember the flat tire. If you are doing the first one and the second one and the third one is not there, remember this. But that's only one part, which is promoting good. You can promote good by charity, by volunteer work, by whatever that is. But you know what is getting the whole entire nation down? And I'm saying it with no regrets. What's taking the whole entire community, Muslim community, what's taking the whole entire nation from the far east to the far west down, that's in part, the next one, fighting evil. We never tell the wrongdoer, you are doing wrong. We leave it to somebody else to do it. Why should I open a can of worms? Why I get myself in trouble? Why I lose friends? Why I lose business? Why I? And believe me, there is nothing in this life more expensive than the consequences of let the wrongdoer keep on going. Do you know why? Because there is a law. And that law says, if good accepted or compromised with evil, evil will never accept. Will never accept to live with good. Never. Get him out of here. So even if the good started to compromise out of goodness, giving it doubt, giving it the benefit of the doubt,
evil will not allow happen. He wants you out of there.
And from there it comes the value. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقَصَاصِ حَيَاةٍ وَأَلْبَابٍ. You have to stand up for the wrongdoer. You have, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is saying, you're all responsible. And for the wrongdoing, when you see something wrong, you change it by your hand. If you can't by your tongue, if you can't by your heart. But you never accept it and you never let it go by. And unfortunately, you wanna pray? Why not? You wanna do the sunnah? Why not? You wanna do fasting? Let's do it. But let us say the wrong door. You are wrong? No, I am not. And believe me, in this case, you put a hole in your tire. Because you are going nowhere. And maybe I told you about the punishment of one village that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that to punish, and he sent the Jibreel and he sent the angels to punish him. And they came back and said, Ya Allah, look at the Jibreel. And they say, there are a people sitting down there worshipping Allah. They are, how are we gonna destroy this? And they are worshippers down there, they are out now. So Jibreel went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the answer it came, بِهِمْ تَبْدَعُونَ. By then you start. Why? مَا تَمَعَرَ وَجْهَ أَحَدُهُمَا لِلَّهِ قَطْ. That means, مَا تَمَعَرَ وَجْهَ أَحَدُهُمَا لِلَّهِ قَطْ. That means, those people, their face never changed when they saw doing happening in front of them for the cause of Allah. They never got angry for the cause of Allah. What Allah gonna do with worship? Worship is a mean to develop you. If you are doing it and it is not develop you, why are you wasting your time? You think you're gonna pray better than the angels? Pray for you to develop you. If you are doing it and it is not developing you, you got a problem. You got a major problem. So your job is not only to do the good and think you are okay. No, your job also is to do what? Is to fight the evil. Can you imagine why the dictator become to be a dictator? Does he have or she has a quality that other people don't? No. The only credential they have, they know how to invest people negativity and fear. When I know how to invest your fear, I take your power and to mine. I look in the history of the mankind. Have you ever hit a bunch of oppressed, either in a level of a country or even gang or whatever, more number, outnumber the citizen? Never have. But they terrorize things day and night. And they are living as human beings like you. If everybody stand up, probably you're going to be the first to flee or to find somewhere else. But because you are negative and you what are you negative and I am negative and he is negative and he is negative, the oppressor flesh. And Allah said no. That cannot happen among a believer, and not that cannot happen from a believer, and cannot happen to a believer. The element number four. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. What is the sabr? And they have part of their akhlaq is the sabr. Sabr is the patience. What is the sabr? Sabr means that you are accepting or tolerating what you usually don't accept or tolerate for one reason. What is that reason? Is to please Allah and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody come and slam your face, what is your reaction? You want to slam them right back. Right? That's the reaction. But you are not going to slam them back because you are afraid of him, but because Allah said, وَالْكَازِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ. The one who hold and control. Maybe he was misinformed. Maybe he's angry. Maybe something happened. Maybe somebody told him something bad about you and he doesn't know the truth is. When you are patient and wait and find out what happened,
maybe he will apologize and he good enough for you.
Patience, that means you are holding back and accepting what you do not accept or tolerate while you are able to retaliate. If you are not able to retaliate, that's not patience. That's oppression. And patience but six attributes. Number one, accepting Allah's decree in your life. You are coming, crossing the road, accident happened, hardship happened. Say Alhamdulillah. And you accept that. You tolerate that. Why you accept and tolerate? Because you're confident in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as long as He's the one who gave you this, that means there is something good in it. You need a patient. Look at the brother and the father of Sayyidina Yusuf. When he was told that the wolf ate his son and he knows that it is not true, what did he say? Sabrun jameelun ala ma tasifun. Sabrun jameel, that means I will be patient. And jameel, that means I will never complain. Not be patient, but also I'm not going to complain. So the first thing is to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree in your life. The second, طلب العلم. Seek knowledge. Seeking knowledge, you need a lot of patience. Day in and day out, to know what Allah wants from you. To know the Quran, to know the Sunnah, you need to dedicate time. You need to do the right thing, you need to have time. And to be patient, and to sacrifice. And maybe you can go out, you can do this, you can... No, you're going to sit down and read the Quran. You're going to do this, you're going to read the Sunnah. You will know about that fiqh. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is coming. That's the time to sit down and see fiqh again. For instance, how we fast. All of these things. That is a patient. The third type of patient is to stay away from temptation. Everybody is doing one thing and you stand on the other side. You need a lot of discipline and patience. Everybody drinking. You say, no, I'm not going to drink. There is a peer pressure right there. And it might be sometimes a social pressure or whatever that is. I say, no, I'm not going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just to please you or to please somebody. That needs a lot of patience. Also, it needs a lot of patience to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fulfill your obligation. To wake up 4:30 in the morning to do the Fajr prayer. That's the patience. To wait till almost 9 o'clock to make fast, that's the patience. To discipline yourself, to for prayer now, it is the summer time, it's almost 10 o'clock. And you are falling asleep and you want to go to a job and whatever. But that's the patience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pay you for that. So now how many? I said 4. I think there is two, another two, and they all belong to one category. Number one, you need a patience to promote and fight evil. Because we think promoting good and fighting evil is thing to do when we can, and our convenience. Imagine for a second, what will happen to the mankind of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, promoted or he started the da'wah at convenient. When he has time and when it is convenient, what will happen? What will happen? Well, the people against now, let me wait till they soften up. This against me, let me do this now. I am busy now making a living. I am doing this. There is all the time excuses for not doing it. And we are very good in making excuses. We are excellent in making excuses. But what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the patient, he sacrificed this to do the da'wah. He sacrificed this to do the da'wah. He sacrificed this to do the da'wah. That is a patient to promote good and fight evil. And that means he went out of the comfort zone.
Because if you are doing it when you are comfortable, what do you need the tension for? You don't need it. But you need the tension when you get out of the comfort zone.
And the sixth, you need the patience to get the consequence of promoting good and fighting evil. Look at who the people that they sincerely promote good and fight evil, what happened to them? Do we tell them thank you? Who are the most abused? Who are in jails? Who are dead? Who are getting kicked out of countries? Who is doing this and doing that? They are the one who sincerely promote and fight evil. Let me give you a very quick run. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man, the master of one school of thought, of the major school of thought, where did he die? In jail. It was when they tried to wash his body, they were scared that it was his back was all deteriorated from slashing. That's Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Ridwanullahi alayhim, the same thing. Died in jail. And the same scenario with him. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Ridwanullahi alayhim, how he died. Same thing. He got beaten up till he died. That is the thank you that the promoting good, the people of promoting good and fighting evil get. If you are promoting good and fighting evil and getting too much courtesy response, stop. Because that means you are doing it wrong. Or you are going in the direction when you make the people hear what do you want to hear. But you don't make the people hear what they're supposed to hear. You are making the people only hear what they want to hear, to body. But you are not making them to hear what they're supposed to hear. And that's the time to stop. Because you hear what you're supposed to hear, you will get engaged with it. You will resist. And that needs a lot of patience. And I urge you to go to see some examples of those in Surah Yasin, and Surah Al-Buruj, and others and others and others and others. Go and see what happened to the people that promote good and evil. What will happen to them? So, this is the most difficult task that you can have, is a promoting good and fighting evil. But if you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to have to do it. Al-Iman, Al-Amal al-Salih. Iman, the valid Iman should push you to Amal al-Salih. And the Amal al-Salih should push you to promote good and fight evil. And promote good and fight evil going to increase your Iman again. Because you know what is right and what is wrong. So this time you will try. Your Iman will be a lot more stronger, the Amal al-Salih will be a lot more better, the way that you make a da'wah, it will be different and greater, and the cycle keep on going. So the first way, the first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is you have to start with the Iman and the Amal al-Salih, promoting good and fighting evil, and to be patient with them. These are the ingredients, the four ingredients that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gonna look at us. Why? And evaluate us fine. Or otherwise, we will be among the second category. And don't please say, I am doing this, alhamdulillah, I have a good Iman, and I am doing all my prayer, and I'm doing this, I don't do anything wrong. Listen, the minute you say, I don't do anything wrong, I'm going to tell you, you are not doing anything right either. The minute you come to this point, I am not doing anything wrong, I'm going to tell you, you are not doing anything right. Because if you don't do it right, you will never have a time to say, I am doing it wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. It is wrong to say, I am not doing anything wrong. That is by its own self wrong. That means you are not aware about what's ahead of you. And being a patient. Patient is one thing and being injured is another. And walayazubillah, we've been raised, and the most of the majority of the Muslim Ummah, we are not patient. We are the patient. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lighten up our life and guide us and forgive all our shortcomings and all our mistakes and guide us to the straight path that He will be pleased with. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and apply Him in our life. So we can live in peace and die in peace, and inshaAllah we will be in peace and will be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Now brothers and sisters, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identified the category of the guided one. You find yourself, you sit down with yourself, evaluate yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us life day by day. That means you have to perform those four day by day. Imagine you have a car and this car got to move. Not, you have to move every single day. That means every single day you have to work on your iman. You have to work on your amal al-salih. You have to work on promoting good and fighting evil. You start with yourself and to be patient in applying those. I want to call for something. Maybe let us all start it. Let us, whatever there is, and you elect it, say, I'm going to take 5 minutes in any given day, and that 5 minutes, I'm going to get out of everything that I do. I'm going to try to do something that Allah likes. And I want to say in those 5 minutes, Ya Allah, I love you. And please, this is expression of. Only 5 minutes. Only 5 minutes. Take it. It can be tasbih. It can be reciting Quran. It can be studying. It can be doing something. You say, Ya Allah, I know you love this, and I'm going to do it to please you. When you love somebody, you know they love something, you try to get it to them. If you love a child, and you know that they love a toy, you go and get it. Your parents the same, your spouse the same, your friends the same, your family the same. How about Allah? If you love them, tell them, Ya Allah, we'll do this because you love it. I want to do this because you love it. And I hope you will be able to accept that. And do it every day. Every single day. Don't make it 5 minutes. Only 1 minute. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. If you say these two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Surah Al-Ikhlas. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله هو الفرس. And others and others and others, Allah and others. Just pick up one something simple, very small, very very basic, and say with the intention, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah only did not ask you to prostrate and to sit next to you. Allah wants us to talk to Him. To him and tell him, Ya Allah, I'm going to do this by your grace to please you, and please accept it. Let us start this habit and see how that impact and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. When you deal with a polite person and you say thank you, what he does in return, he doesn't say thank you. When you say, I want to do something to you because you love it, don't you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer? No, he will answer. But all you need to know to get answered, you know what? Just tune your heart on the right station. Move that heart. Move the dial. It's about time to move that dial to receive what's coming up from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That guy is going berserk day and night, going after a whole lot of things. Allah is not in it. Just tune it and see what is going to be the result. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى ويعني الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
لا تقل لا تقل